Imagine walking into a store with two identical products at different prices. One costs 40% more, yet you reach for it without hesitation. Why? That's the power of branding, the invisible force that transforms commodities into objects of desire. Marty Neumeier's The Brand Gap revolutionizes our understanding of what branding truly is. Not a logo or corporate identity, but a person's gut feeling about a product or company. When enough individuals share that same feeling, a brand exists. This deceptively simple insight explains why branding has become the most powerful business tool since the spreadsheet in our choice-saturated, time-starved world. Even Steve Jobs reportedly kept copies at Apple for new team members. The most valuable brands, like Coca-Cola's $70 billion name, represent up to 70% of many companies' market value. Yet most brand building happens accidentally rather than by design. The true challenge? Bridging the gap between left-brain business strategy and right-brain creative execution to build what Neumeier calls a charismatic brand. Who are you? What do you do? Why does it matter? Most companies nail the first question, struggle with the second, and flounder on the third. Yet these questions form the foundation of differentiation. Our brains naturally filter out the familiar and notice differences. That's why marketing has evolved from features to benefits to experience to identification. Nike doesn't sell shoes, they sell tribal belonging with Just Do It, speaking directly to the weekend athlete's inner doubts. As globalization removes barriers, people create new ones through tribal identification. Brands create modern tribes. You can be part of Callaway when golfing, VW when driving, and Williams-Sonoma when cooking. The key to branding? Focus. Being number one in a small category often beats being third in a large one. Brand extensions succeed when they strengthen core meaning, like OXO Good Grips, but fail when purely profit-driven, like the Porsche Cayenne. As Jack Trout says, differentiate or die. Like Renaissance cathedrals, today's charismatic brands require teams of specialists working across creative networks. The most successful approach mimics Hollywood's production model, assembling best-of-breed specialists for each project, then reconfiguring them for the next. This unbundled approach replaced vertical integration when studios discovered independence could produce quality films with less overhead. Silicon Valley followed suit in the 1980s when Japanese competition forced companies to collaborate on advanced systems. Three models now dominate brand collaboration: the one-stop shop, convenient but rarely best in class, the brand agency, quality specialists led by one firm, and the integrated marketing team, internal marketers alongside external specialists in a company-coached super team. This last approach ensures knowledge accrues to the company rather than disappearing with outside firms. The key to successful collaboration? Prototypes, scripts, storyboards, creative briefs, and mock-ups that identify problems before significant money is spent. These provide what IDEO's Tom Kelly calls a near-life experience that helps everyone sense whether concepts will work. Since brands are ultimately about gut feelings, prototypes create a playground where the right brain can work its magic. Good strategy without execution is like a Ferrari with flat tires. Impressive specs, but failing on the street. This explains why half of today's brand communication falls flat, missing emotional connections and memorability. Though innovation makes businesses nervous, executives recognize it as their most sustainable advantage. Leadership means breaking from the pack. You can't lead by following. The Beatles embodied this, progressively raising the innovation bar with each record, never repeating themselves. An idea's innovative potential often correlates with how much it scares people. Many companies become stiff and inhuman in their fear of appearing undignified. Against this backdrop, smart companies stand out by daring to be different, like Volkswagen did with the Bug's self-deprecating humor. Corporate culture typically discourages innovation. The nail that sticks up gets hammered down, which is why breakthrough ideas often come from outsiders. With most good brand names taken, companies must push boundaries, as seen with names like Yahoo and Google. The best names are distinctive, brief, appropriate, easy to spell and pronounce, likable, extendable, and protectable. The traditional sender-message-receiver model of communication is obsolete. Modern communication requires a fourth element, feedback. Like theater performances shaped by audience reaction, customer feedback creates an iterative loop that strengthens communication effectiveness. While creatives often resist audience research, creativity becomes measurable in the marketplace. Good research transforms guesses into informed decisions, protecting innovative ideas from boardroom fear. Focus groups serve as useful starting points, but shouldn't drive final decisions. One-on-one interviews work better for prototypes, while ethnographic observation reveals natural audience behavior. To validate marketing effectively, test 2 to 3 prototypes with at least 10 audience members before launch. Focus questions on value, expectations, and meaning rather than preferences. This quick approach yields insights within days at low cost. Successful brand validation examines 5 criteria: distinctiveness, relevance, memorability, extendability, and depth, separating true innovation from passing trends. Successful brands operate like living organisms, constantly adapting to market changes. Unlike traditional corporate identities that demanded strict uniformity, modern brands thrive on being dynamic. They can accommodate inconsistencies while maintaining core attributes, just as people change clothes yet remain recognizable. A living brand is a collective performance where every employee plays a role, with each interaction deepening the brand narrative. When experiences align with expectations, customer loyalty grows. Distribute brand knowledge throughout your organization, ensuring every employee develops a personal brandometer, an understanding of what the brand represents. Every decision should be evaluated through the lens of brand impact. The brand must live throughout the company, not just in marketing. However, this elevated importance brings increased vulnerability to failed launches, loss of focus, or scandals. Companies need comprehensive brand education programs to preserve and transmit brand knowledge across generations. Leading brands often employ a virtual agency model, coordinating elite creative firms through internal brand stewards or chief brand officers who connect business strategy with customer experience. In today's commoditized marketplace, charismatic branding has become the most valuable business skill. The brand gap, a natural tension between logical and creative thinking, can become a powerful competitive advantage when properly understood and bridged. While many companies fall into a downward spiral of R&D investment, competition, and price cutting, strong branding creates an upward virtuous circle. By mastering the 5 disciplines, differentiate, collaborate, innovate, validate, and cultivate, companies create a positive chain reaction that builds sustainable advantage. The strongest brands transcend products to become cultural movements that inspire loyalty and command premium prices. They resist commoditization by forging genuine emotional connections. Ultimately, a brand isn't defined by the company's claims, but by the customer's perception. And when done right, the gap between strategy and creative execution vanishes.